Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Only Gaijin in the Village A Year Living in Rural Japan by Ian Maloney, is a memoir-style travel narrative about trading the familiar for the deeply local. Centered on a year spent in the Japanese countryside, the book follows an outsider navigating daily life in a close-knit community where history, etiquette, and relationships matter as much as geography. Maloney approaches village routines, seasonal rhythms, and social expectations with curiosity and humor, using small encounters to reveal larger truths about belonging and identity. Rather than presenting Japan as an exotic postcard, the story emphasizes ordinary realities, learning how neighbors communicate, understanding unspoken rules, and earning trust over time. The premise of being the lone foreign resident creates a natural lens for exploring cultural misunderstandings, quiet kindness, and the moments that turn awkwardness into connection. For readers interested in Japan beyond major cities, this book offers an accessible, grounded look at what it can mean to live, not just visit, in rural Japan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, arriving as the outsider and learning the village social map. A central thread of the book is the experience of arriving in a place where everyone already knows everyone, and where a newcomer is immediately visible. Maloney frames rural life as a web of relationships, obligations, and long memory, meaning that first impressions can matter more than they do in anonymous urban settings. The narrative explores how daily interactions, greetings, and small favors function as social currency, gradually shifting a person from being an object of curiosity to someone recognized as a neighbor. The idea of being the only gaijin is less about spectacle and more about the work of interpretation, reading body language, learning when to speak and when to stay quiet, and figuring out how communities maintain harmony. To everyday situations, the book highlights the difference between formal politeness and genuine acceptance, showing that friendliness and belonging are not always the same thing. This topic also foregrounds how rural communities can be welcoming and cautious at once, with trust earned through consistency, humility, and participating in shared routines. The result is a practical portrait of integration that goes beyond stereotypes and focuses on human dynamics. Secondly, the unwritten rules of rural Japanese life. Another key topic is the set of unspoken expectations that guide behavior in small Japanese communities. The book illustrates how etiquette is not limited to ceremonial moments but woven into the mundane, how to handle invitations, how to respond to help, how to navigate community events, and how to avoid causing inconvenience. Maloney uses his outsider perspective to make these norms visible, emphasizing that the hardest rules to follow are often the ones nobody explains directly. Readers see how subtle signals, indirect communication, and sensitivity to context can prevent friction, while also creating confusion for someone raised in a more explicit culture. This topic also touches on the emotional side of etiquette, the anxiety of making mistakes, the relief of being corrected kindly, and the satisfaction of slowly understanding what once felt opaque. By focusing on lived experience rather than abstract cultural theory, the book offers a grounded sense of why these conventions exist, how they preserve social harmony, and what it costs to ignore them. It also shows that cultural learning is iterative, built from missteps and repairs rather than instant mastery. Thirdly, language, communication gaps, and the art of being understood. Living in rural Japan can amplify language challenges because fewer people may be comfortable switching to English, and because local speech patterns and context-driven communication can be harder to parse. The book treats language not merely as vocabulary but as a tool for relationship building. Maloney describes the practical realities of communicating with limited fluency, relying on gestures, repetition, and patience, while also highlighting how misunderstandings can be funny, frustrating, or unexpectedly revealing. This topic explores the difference between transactional communication, such as shopping or asking for directions, and relational communication, such as participating in community life where subtlety and shared assumptions play a large role. The narrative suggests that progress comes from showing effort, being willing to look foolish, and staying engaged even when conversations move slowly. It also emphasizes that being understood is not always about speaking perfectly, but about signaling respect and attentiveness. Over time, communication becomes less about overcoming barriers and more about creating shared reference points. For readers, this topic provides an honest account of what language learning feels like in real settings and why persistence matters more than polish when the goal is connection. Fourthly, seasons, rituals, and the countryside rhythm of time. A year in a rural village naturally organizes itself around seasonal change, and the book uses that cycle to structure experience and meaning. Maloney pays attention to how weather, harvests, and community calendars shape daily life, influencing what people do, what they eat, and how they gather. This topic highlights how rural living can feel simultaneously slower, and more demanding tasks arrive when the season requires them. not when it is convenient. The narrative shows how festivals, ceremonies, and local traditions are not tourist performances but community glue, reinforcing shared identity and offering newcomers a chance to participate. Readers gain insight into how place-based routines create continuity across generations and how they can provide a sense of belonging for someone willing to join in. The countryside setting also underscores contrast with urban Japan, where convenience and speed can dominate. By emphasizing cyclical time rather than linear productivity, the book invites readers to consider different ways of measuring a good life attentiveness to nature, mutual support, and pride in local practice. This seasonal lens gives the memoir emotional pacing as well, turning small moments into markers of progress and familiarity. Lastly, identity, humility, and what it means to belong. Beyond culture shock and local color, the book's deeper focus is identity, and the slow transformation that can occur when someone lives as a visible outsider. Maloney reflects on how being labeled as different can sharpen self-awareness, challenging assumptions about independence, privacy, and personal space. This topic explores the tension between wanting to fit in and wanting to remain authentic, and how rural communities may accept difference more readily when it comes with humility and good faith. The memoir illustrates that belonging is often earned through contributions showing up, helping out, and respecting the community's priorities even when they feel unfamiliar. At the same time, it acknowledges that some distance may remain, and that being the only Gaijin carries a permanent element of otherness. Rather than presenting that as purely negative, the narrative treats it as a position that can foster empathy and attentiveness. Readers are invited to consider how identity is negotiated through everyday encounters, not grand declarations. The result is a nuanced view of cross-cultural living, where growth comes from discomfort, humor, and the gradual realization that home can be built through relationships and routine, not just nationality. In conclusion, this book will appeal to readers who enjoy memoir-driven travel writing, people curious about Japan beyond Tokyo and Kyoto, and anyone considering long-term life abroad rather than a short visit. It is also a strong fit for readers interested in community dynamics, cultural adaptation, and the subtle work of building relationships across language and custom. The practical benefit is Perspective Maloney's Year in Rural Japan highlights how patience, observation, and consistent effort can turn unfamiliar environments into places of real connection. The story encourages readers to rethink assumptions about convenience, privacy, and social belonging, and it offers a gentler model of personal growth based on showing up and learning from mistakes. Compared with many Japan-themed books that focus on headline differences or major city experiences, this one stands out for its everyday grounding in village life and a sustained time horizon of a full year. That long view makes the cultural learning feel earned, not instant, and the humor feels rooted in real relationships rather than superficial novelty. For anyone who wants an honest, readable account of rural living, this book is worth buying because it combines cultural insight with a human story of adjustment and belonging. If you would like to support Ian Maloney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.